The Syrian government has accused foreign-backed insurgents of using rockets containing chemical materials in the northern province of Aleppo. At least 25 people have been killed in the attack that targeted the town of Khan al-Asal. Nearly 90 others were injured. The victims include women and children, as well as over a dozen Syrian soldiers. Syria's information minister said Damascus holds the international community, particularly Turkey and Qatar, responsible for arming the insurgents. But Ankara has denied the accusation.
عبر حدود بعض الدول المجاورة في قطر أو في أي دولة أخرى ومن ورد هذا السلاح يتحمل مسؤولية سياسية وقانونية وأخلاقية وإنسانية بشكل مباشر.
The insurgents have denied using chemical weapons, accusing the government of being behind the attack. The US has also said there's no evidence to prove the militants used such weapons. Meanwhile, Russia has said it has information that the insurgents detonated a rocket containing a chemical agent in the province of Aleppo. Russia's foreign ministry said the attack is an extremely dangerous development in Syria. Mr. Ala Ibrahim is a freelance journalist and analyst with me now live from Damascus. Let's get more comments from him. Mr. Ibrahim, welcome. A lot of questions still on who carried out this attack, but Mr. Ibrahim, from the way that the attack was carried out, the information that you're getting on the ground there, who do you think was behind this chemical attack?
Well, in fact, all the information we're getting from the ground, all the eyewitnesses' accounts, in addition to the fact that the Khan al-Asal is an area where the Syrian army is largely dominant in that area, makes us all more inclined to believe that this is an attack coordinated and carried out by the opposition insurgents and the opposition armed rebels. That being said, I don't think this should be a surprise for anyone. First, let's bear in mind that a few months ago we've seen the insurgents making up and mixing up chemical weapons and trying them on a rabbit and saying that they will be using it against the regime's soldiers, as they said in that video. And we also know that the insurgents, especially the fundamental Islamic factions of the opposition, have no problem against carrying indiscriminate attacks that would kill both civilians and military personnel, as we see in many terrorist bombings that happened in Damascus and car bombs. So all in all, this is no surprise to anyone. They have no moral objection against the method of attacking people indiscriminately. And they said before that they have access to chemical weapons, and they said before they are willing to use it. So this is not surprising at all.
Right, and we have heard, Mr. Ibrahim, before from the United States, from other European countries, that chemical weapons is going to be the red line. They've been suggesting that the use of chemical weapons could lead to overt military intervention. Do you think that this attack is going to give that excuse for an overt military intervention quickly, if you can?
Well, what the United States of America and the West in general are waiting for an intervention in Syria is not any red line, is not the use of chemical weapons or any other kind of weapon. The only thing they're waiting for is to deplete the Syrian army more, is to deplete the country more, to make it a wreck the way they did with Iraq before the invasion. They're not waiting for any red lines, actually, and they don't care if chemical weapons were really used or not. They are aware that the chemical weapons are an old technology, they're not a state-of-the-art technology, and it's very easy to access such technology. But if the United States of America feels that this is the right moment to intervene, they could have asked some of the insurgents that they have cooperation, standing cooperation with, to carry out this attack, to give them the context they need.
Mr. Ala Ibrahim, freelance journalist and analyst with us there live from Damascus.